What does success look like for you this year? I'm not necessarily asking you just to take a minute and think about what success means to you, but I think by answering these questions and putting your life into categories, that you might actually start to really understand what real success means to you. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself, to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And if you haven't yet, you guys, I started a newsletter for Light Pink. It's called The Spritz. How cute is that? I can't even take it. And it is designed to help you up level. Truly, you're going to want to be a part of this community. We have so many ways that we're going to be actually for real connecting with you, hearing what you have to say, connecting you with other people. And a lot of those announcements are going to be by way of the newsletter. So I promise you, we talk about pop culture, trends, new brands, women who are crushing it in business and how they're doing it. And we even have something called the Pink Platform at the bottom of every newsletter where we highlight people in our community and our investors. So you're not going to want to miss this, because wouldn't you want to be in people's inboxes if you have something new going on and we want to talk about it? So go to lightpink.com and join that right now. Okay, I'll wait. For real, I'll wait. Okay, today I want to talk to you, ask you a question, actually. What does success look like for you this year? I'm not necessarily asking you just to take a minute and think about what success means to you, but I think by answering these questions and putting your life into categories, that you might actually start to really understand what real success means to you. So, what does success look like for you this year? If you have a second right now, or you have a pen and paper, or you're on your phone, maybe you could go to your notes section while you're listening. If you're driving, just wait a sec, okay? Just wait a hot sec. You can do it when you get to your destination. Okay, so I want you to write down health, friends, routine, romantic relationship, and business. So health, friends, routine, romantic relationship, if you have one, or you can say relationship with self and your business. So for me, this year, I know that success for me would look like me following through with my health routines. So what did I write down? I'm literally going to share with you what I have been doing And it's changing my life. So I took time to write down everything in these areas that I wanted to change this year that I knew by supporting these areas, it would in turn support me, in turn supporting the business. So I'm looking at my piece of paper right now. And to be honest, my business is it's just one sentence because I know that by doing all of these other things, all of the ideas, all of the wisdom, I'm going to be a channel for all of the things that need to come through. I'm going to have enough energy to do all of the things. And everything is going to move in my favor because I am defining success in these other categories as well, which is bringing success in business. Okay, so let's get to the point. So health, success for me this year with my health, and I have already implemented these, and like I said, they're changing my life, is 3 strength training sessions per week. I go to the gym, and what I'm doing is I find accountability partners in my life, you guys. I just ask and ask and ask until I find them. And some accountability partners work out and some don't. So I've definitely had some who don't show up or some that maybe we don't energize each other. And I have one now that's freaking amazing. So 3 strength training sessions at the gym or at home. I just have to lift weights 3 times a week because that's when I feel my best and my strongest. It can be minimum of 30 minutes up to 60 minutes. And I'm doing this with a friend right now. And we meet typically twice a week at the gym. And then the other one, I'm trying to meet friends on Friday at some sort of class because that's just fun. And I want to make sure that I'm having fun when I do it. So as long as I'm consistent, I know I'm going to get the results I want, which is feeling really fit, feeling really strong, and feeling really energized. And that's how I like to feel. And then I have 5 cardio sessions, meaning that can be walking. I walk every single day, no fail, or it can be runs. So my other things in health are some form of self-care at least once a month, meaning added self-care of a facial or a massage or something like that where it's really indulgent for me, especially for the bod, right? Like really focusing on, if anything, I should probably have way more recovery in here. So honestly, I'm going to try to do a lot more of just once, but because I'm going from like 0 pretty much, I just want to give myself things that I know I can accomplish. So it actually feels overwhelming to do a lot more. All right. Another thing that I'm doing right now for health is dry January. So it's January 13th when I'm recording this and I'm doing great. I feel incredible. You guys, I'm finding some really great non-alcoholic options and Light Pink has the most incredible non-alcoholic rosé. So I'm really excited about that to support not only myself, but people who when they maybe want to cut back or they want to take a month off or whatever that looks like to have something that just feels really indulgent and delicious and luxurious. And that is exactly why I created the non-alcoholic Light Pink, is for those times when you want that. So I'm doing dry Jan. And then after this, what I'm going to do is I do maximum 2 drinks per week. And I'm actually finding that I'm loving dry January so much that I might do like 2 drinks per month, meaning 2 nights of drinking or 2 days of drinking, whichever I pick. I love a good day drink, you know, so maybe I'll do that instead. We'll see. I'm not going to hold myself to just 2, but I am starting to think that I might switch that goal. I'll keep you guys posted. All right. So those are my health categories. Then we're going to go to friends. So friends, coffee, lunch, or dinner once a week, and 2 to 3 workouts with friends. So coffee, lunch, or dinner once a week. This can be with friends that I already have. This can be with new friends that I really feel elevated around, who I know we can really serve each other, meaning like, you know, it's a win-win if we work together or if we have ideas, which always happens to me. I really don't want to hang around people who aren't kind of in the same realm as me, because what happens is we become idea machines and I want to make sure that I'm with people who are like-minded. So coffee, lunch, or dinner once a week with either a mentor, so reaching out to somebody, or with a friend or a new friend. And then 2 to 3 workouts with friends. So I went from like 0 to being so obsessed with working out with friends because it's fun. I have such a great workout. I feel so connected. And I'm noticing that when I work out with friends, I'm not depressed that day. And, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you know that I kind of struggle with feeling isolated or lonely or depressed. And I immediately mitigate that with making sure I'm connected. It's literally why I wrote my book, you guys. I wouldn't have written a book all about friendship and how hard it is and how I'm an introvert and how weird it is to connect with people and make friends when you're older and ask people to do shit if it wasn't a struggle, right? We teach what we need ourselves. So what I'm finding is the more I connect, now, it's who you connect with, right? I don't want to be connecting with people who are downers. Can't do it, guys. I will be way more depressed. So 2 to 3 workouts with friends per week. Life changing. Now, this doesn't happen right away. You guys got to cultivate this. This takes a lot of work, but it's so worth it. I mean, unless you're choosing to stay in pain, which trust me, I did for a long time, but I'm super over it this year. I can't live that way anymore. So I'm changing the tide and it's not easy, but it's so worth it. All right. So my morning routine, I journal, I pray, I read. And then every day I post on Instagram, I have made an accountability deal with Lindsay Schwartz. And you guys, if you don't follow her, go follow her. She has Powerhouse Women, which I love. It's a podcast and a community and an event. And we both were together doing a run the other day and we were like, you know, I'm not happy because I'm not being consistent. And I feel like I'm not in touch with my community. And I hate that because I love my community and they're literally everything. And I want to be talking to them. And we were like, let's just post every single day this year. Like, let's shake on it. Let's like hold each other accountable. So we have to send each other's posts every single day. And it's working. I'm only on like day 6, but come on, that's pretty damn good so far. So hold me to it. I'm literally saying it out loud on this podcast because if you want to join me, go ahead and join me. Tag me in your posts. Do that. I will literally go and check out your posts so that we can hold each other accountable. All right. So when I say I journal, I've never really consistently journaled before in my entire life because I didn't really get it, if I'm being totally honest. I know that it's good and I know that people love it, but I used to love to read and, you know, I also like to meditate and I was like, where in the hell do you find time to journal? Okay, I'm journaling every day and I love it, but here's what I'm doing. I have prompts. It's very quick. It usually only takes me 2 to 5 minutes max. So first of all, I wake up, I say a quick prayer, just like, thank you, God, for X, Y, and Z. Like, take the wheel today. Let me be your vessel for, you know, whatever message is coming through. And then, right, like that was 1 minute. That's pretty much what it looks like. And then I go sit down and I read. I try to read for a minimum 10 minutes. And then I usually by that time, I'm kind of like have a thought in my head that I read in my book that kind of spurred some other ideas, right? Because you get inspired. And then I journal. So my journal prompts are gratitude. What am I grateful for that day? Maybe I write a tiny little sentence about what happened the day before because I want to document things in my life, right? Like I want to remember big things that happened. So maybe I wrote a big thing that happened and then what I'm grateful for. And these are usually only like, I don't know, a paragraph. And then next I do manifest for the day, like what I would like to manifest that day. And then I do what I want to manifest for my business. So it's gratitude, manifest for the day, and then manifest for my business. So sometimes I write like as if it's the future in my business. So it's 1 year from now, and I can't believe that this person came into the business, that this store, that we're signing a contract with this chain of stores that were X, Y, and Z. So I'll do that just to like get in the spirit of thinking of the big picture. That's really what we want there for manifesting for your business. Like think of the big picture and write it maybe from a year from now, every single day. Or write it a month from now or whatever you feel like that day. And that has been really freaking amazing. Okay, so I told you about my posting every single day on IG and I said, go ahead and tag me in that. Great. If you want to do it, I'm telling you, it's so great because what it does is it gets you out of your head. It literally is like, now I'm to the point, I think I'm on, like I said, day 6. I'm like, why was I overthinking this? Like, this is so easy. Just talk about what's going on in your life. But I didn't get that until today, you know, that I'm like, this is not hard. We just make it hard. Like I'm recycling old pictures. I'm putting up janky quote tiles. Like my page isn't cohesive because done is better than perfect. And some of the posts get great likes and some of them don't. And I don't care because I feel good. Finally, I don't feel like, oh, I'm not doing that. Oh God, I need to do this. I wish I was doing that. Just freaking do it. Do we care anymore about what people think? I mean, I just feel like we have been through it, that it just doesn't really matter. All right. So, my other one, I got to tell you guys, because I need you to hold me accountable. I have to create a TikTok for light pink. Actually, I have one, but I need to start creating TikToks every week. So by the time this is out, I should have one TikTok under the light pink page. That is so intimidating to me. I don't know what is good content for a product yet. I'm researching it. And I want to work this up to 3 times per week this year because there is so much buzz and talk around TikTok being the biggest platform for business this year. I mean, everybody's on it. I'm sure you're on it watching dog videos right now, like blocking me out while I talk. I mean, more power to you. I love dogs. They're so cute. I like them more than people sometimes, you know? All right. Romantic relationship or relationship with self? I want one date night once a month with Chris Harder. It's going to happen. So like a very strategic date night where I actually like get dressed and look cute and shower and do all that stuff. Maybe I'll even put on perfume. That's insane. That's like a true date night right there, guys. Okay. So, and maybe for yourself, you know, you're taking yourself out. Maybe I don't know about you, but I like actually love traveling alone and I like going out to dinner by myself. Like I take myself out, I get dressed, I go sit at the bar, I like look on my phone and drink wine. It's pretty amazing. I don't know. I'm a person who enjoys their own company. So with that said, if you don't have a partner, take yourself out. Take yourself to a movie, take yourself shopping, get the best latte of your freaking lifetime. Go get an incredible glass of wine and people watch. Grab a book, read at the bar. I do that stuff all the time. I think it's amazing. It's a little uncomfortable and then you're like, this is awesome. So with that said, I want you to go and write your list of what does success look like for you. So for me, if I follow through on all of these things, that feels so successful. Of course, I'm working in grace, guys, because I'm sure one of these is going to slip. And with that said, if you do this, right, 80 to 90%, your life would drastically change if you wrote out what success meant in most all of these departments. Now, this might have sounded like a lot, but I'm already living most of this. So I would say that 30% of this is new for me. So I wouldn't necessarily go over 30% or 40% because it's going to be too much and you're going to set yourself up for failure. So like I said, I'm starting with one TikTok a week and that feels insane, right? I'm starting with one coffee date or lunch or something, even a Zoom with a mentor once a week and that feels insane. Like I should probably do once every 2 weeks. So just so you get a feel for how you should set these up. But I want to know, I would love if you did these on a story so that I could see them and I'd share it. Okay, guys, I'm sending you so much love. I hope this helped. And until next time, earn your happy.